You are listening to the Joshua Segafis Podcast.
Welcome back to the Joshua Segafis Podcast, the only podcast that teaches you how to be truly alpha. If you're ready to level up to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters, then stick around. This is exactly where you want to be.
This episode is brought to you by my flagship dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Are you sick and tired of a lackluster dating life? Gentlemen, if you know anything about my personal story, you know that I used to suck at dating. I could barely get a text back from a woman, much less a date. I was lonely, depressed, anxious, and felt like my dating life was truly a hopeless endeavor. But I didn't give up, and eventually it all changed. I got to work and figured out how to transform myself from being a total dating zero to an absolute dating hero and succeeded in creating the dating life of my dreams. And in this dating course, you can learn the exact skills, strategies, techniques, and thought processes that I learned over 2.5 years of studying, trial, error, blood, sweat, tears, testing, and lots of hard work. The secret is to learn what women evolved to look for in a mate, and then to develop yourself into the truly masculine, attractive, high-value man who taps directly into the instincts that guide the ever-mysterious female mate selection process. Not only will this course teach you how to transform your dating life, it'll also empower you to become a better, more successful man in the process. So click on the link in the description, grab the course, and get ready to change your dating life forever. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Joshua Segafis YouTube channel. This is the channel where you learn how to be truly alpha, to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters. Thank you so much for coming back. It is great to have you, whether you have watched my videos before or you're new to the channel. I just want to say welcome, and I appreciate you spending time here studying the alpha journey and learning what it means to be truly alpha. I want to take just a minute before we get into this topic to talk about the purpose of my channel. This channel was designed to do two things: to document my journey as I pursue my goal of becoming truly alpha, and to help other people master this same journey. My goal in life is to become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful, alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and tribe. And every day, this is the business I'm engaged in my life and on this channel. And if this sounds like the destiny that you want for yourself, then you know what? Hit that subscribe button and hit that thumbs up button, because this is exactly where you want to be. And I also want to define what I mean when I say alpha mentality, because that's kind of a loaded term these days. The definition of the alpha mentality can be summarized by saying this: being alpha simply means to have a purpose, to work toward that purpose with intention, and to always seek to be the highest value man or woman in the room. And there you have it. Now, with that being said, I want to dive into this topic. And this topic, the topic I've selected to talk about today, is how our society rewards people who play the victim. Okay, I've been thinking about making this video for a long time, and here's the thing about the victim mentality. The victim mentality is really the opposite of the alpha mentality. To embrace the alpha mentality, we have to take radical self-responsibility for our life, energy, strategic trajectory, resources, right? We must take full ownership of our experience, right? To be intentional in life. This is part of the alpha mentality. And when we basically allow ourselves to become victims, when we give into this kind of like idea that we're owed something, or that, you know, other people should have to take care of us, or that other people should do things for us, or that someone else owes us, you know, money or a good living or anything in life. Whenever we have that entitled attitude, we're basically playing the role of the victim. And there's a lot of aspects to our society that feed into that mentality. And that's kind of one of what I wanted to address in this video. You know, we have this idea that the government, some people do, not everyone, but some people have this idea that the government should like take care of them. Like, we've got this idea that, I'm gonna hope the government passes a law that will, you know, help me to make more money. Or I hope the government passes some law that'll help me to get XYZ kind of thing, just as a right and a privilege, so that I don't have to work so hard for it and I don't have to spend so much money on it or whatever it is, right? Now, I'm not gonna say that there aren't issues in our culture, in our society, where it wouldn't be nice for the government to step in and do a good job in solving some problems. However, when we act as if we are owed something, or when we act as if we should expect something as a right or a privilege or an entitlement just because we are, like, you know, a person, or just because we live in a certain country, or just because of XYZ reasons, whatever, when we get to the point where we're expecting expecting this, and then we're mad, or we're going to like give up, or we become nihilistic because we're not getting it given to us or handed to us or made easy for us. This is completely an utter victim mentality. And this destroys your ability to be truly alpha in a number of ways. When you play the part of the victim, when you play the role of the victim and you do not take that power for creating the life you want upon your shoulders, what's going to happen is you're going to become reliant on other people. If you're reliant on, for example, the government to supply you with healthcare, and that's your position in life, and you think to yourself, well, you know, I work this job, I can't afford healthcare, I just really hope they pass a law that gives it to me. This is actually very beta way of thinking, okay? The truth of the matter is that if you are struggling to earn enough money to afford healthcare, the attitude you should work with when it comes to the problem is, how can I increase the amount of money I make to be able to afford either insurance or healthcare? How can I achieve this under my own power and my own strength as an alpha? Now, I'm not trying to say that I don't hope, you know, the government does a better job with healthcare. Sometimes we get things in life handed to us, and we should be so grateful when this happens, and we should see them as great opportunities that will help us along the journey. But we shouldn't feel entitled to these things. We shouldn't feel like we are owed something for free just because we're a citizen, or just because we are, you know, in a certain income bracket or whatever it is. Like, we should always take the attitude of, I must create my own destiny. I must achieve my own goals in this life. So for me, when I think about healthcare, when I think about like, well, what if I have to go to the doctor someday? What if I have to do this? What if I have to do that? My attitude isn't like, oh, I just hope they pass laws that give me free insurance. Like, that's not my attitude. My attitude is, I look at the system and I think, okay, healthcare works really well in this country, United States, where I am. It works really well if you have enough money to pay for it. If you don't have enough money to pay for it, you're kind of in trouble, because one trip to the emergency room, man, you're going to be in so much debt if you don't have insurance or if you can't pay for it. And if you can't afford insurance, there's a whole bracket of people in the United States who can't afford insurance. Well, good luck. You're going to have a hard time if something happens to you, financially speaking. You know, that's going to be a huge financial burden. Now, a lot of people hear this, or they think about this, and they think, wow, that sucks. This is an awful system. But my observation when I look at this system is, okay, people who make a certain amount of money, like enough money to be able to afford great insurance or to get private care or whatever, they do really well. We have an amazing healthcare system for that class of people. So what should I do as a citizen? Well, if I just sit in one place and I think, you know, I don't make enough to pay for all that, so I hope the government saves me. This is a beta mentality. And if I'm relying on someone else to come save me from my problem, I'm never going to solve the problem, probably. Why? Because nobody else is really motivated to help me. We as humans are motivated for our own survival. So if you're not motivated to do it, and it's your life and your health, well, what makes you think anyone else is going to want to do that, or that they're going to take the action to do it, even if it's someone who really loves you and cares about you? It's a lot to expect them to put everything on hold for you or to sacrifice for you, even if they love you, when you won't even sacrifice your own time, energy, resources to try to get a better job so you can pay for the stuff to help you, right? You see what I'm saying? So we have to always take radical self-responsibility for our existence in life and for our forward momentum and trajectory. And so for me, the plan would be, okay, I'm working this job, I can't afford healthcare, so what's the solution? The solution is, how do I make more money to get to that point where I get the great healthcare access, where I can afford to pay for all that? See, this is now I have made this a problem that I can solve because I've reframed the problem. Instead of being like, oh, poor me, why won't they help me? Now I can think, you know, I can take power over the situation. I can take control of the situation because I can actually affect great change in my own life by just setting some goals, making a plan. So the first goal becomes increase my income. I break that goal down. I decide on a path to do it. I decide on a timeline to do it. I write down those goals. I start taking steps to doing that. You know, you can radically transform your life in 5 years, but most people aren't willing to do the work it takes to actually achieve radical transformation. If you're willing to do that, though, and this is the thing, it has to be radical. You have to be radically invested in your own ability to create an amazing future. And this is an alpha tenet. When you realize that you can take power over your life and affect great change, this changes the whole destiny for you. This gives you insight into how you can literally craft the future you want with the stuff you want, with the people you want, right? And this culture that we live in will try to make you think it's normal to be a victim. It will try to make you feel like you should feel sorry for yourself and you should rely on the government to save you, or you should rely on your partner to love you unconditionally. When the truth of the matter is that you must cast aside this notion and you must take all of this responsibility onto yourself, and you must say, I am fully responsible and I accept the responsibility to create my own amazing destiny in life. And when you embrace this along with the other tenets of the alpha mentality, this is when you achieve a greater amount of power over how good your life will actually be. And that's just what I wanted to talk about today. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and make sure you don't miss any future videos. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Zagafis signing off.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit www.joshuazagafis.com. Catch you on the flip side.